underway in the bay from the 1300. North Warrior, the first out of the gates, bounced out well, as in front from Rungstedland in second. Jay Lordy is four deep at the outside, with American Gem in the white cap three wide with cover. Rungstedland has now dropped off the pace, is racing second to last, and Rocking in Rio is the trailer, only by about four lengths here as they head towards the 800 meter marker. And out on the lead is Jay Lordy, is towards the outside of the track. American Gem just had to take up for a stride on the rail, has now found the rail. Then came North Warrior, is three wide in green. Rungstedland in a white cap is between horses, and Rocking in Rio is being ridden along, in fact a long way from home with 600 meters to go. Jay Lordy is in front and going to guide them into the home straight. Over on the inside, American Gem. Rocking in Rio has come to the extreme outside with Rungstedland two off the outside rail. It's Jay Lordy and American Gem, these two, with North Warrior in the middle. Rungstedland, Rocking in Rio is getting going on the outside, and Rocking in Rio now taking the lead inside the 100, and Rocking in Rio will go on and win by 2.5. North Warrior second, Rungstedland third, fourth will go either way. American Gem and Jay Lordy in a photo. So number three, Rocking in Rio. Richard asked him to get into the race quite a long way from home. It's been 126 days since its last race. It's been gelded. Wins by about 2.5. Second to number one, North Warrior. Two lengths away then to number five, Rungstedland, back in third. And fourth, I think it'll probably go to number two, Jay Lordy. It's a photo, but I think it goes the way of number two, Jay Lordy. 3, 1, 5, and 2 is the provisional result. Stand by for the judges to confirm those final numbers. Here's the head-on replay. Rocking in Rio came to the extreme outside, Rungstedland in the white cap, and also right there is Norse Warrior. And comes down to these three, but Rocking in Rio, the better horse on the day. 3, 1, 5, 2, the provisional result. Now the TCO2 for the second race is all clear.